This is one of the most important and influential documentaries in the conspiracy realm that I think I've ever seen. This one is right up there with Conspiracy of Silence, but this one has the smoking gun footage. Imagine if every conspiracy documentary had some kind of smoking gun footage on par with what Alex Jones got here.
This is Under the Docks. I'm Sean Chris.
Paranoid American here.
Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, 2000 film, directed by Alex Jones and narrated by Alex Jones. This film was a shocking expose into occultic rituals in Bohemian Grove with powerful figures from bankers to governors to presidents. And actual footage that none of us had seen. Again, this is the beginning of the internet. So like, this was like, whoa, man, can you believe this? Even though it's not perfect in every way, like, but you get an extended cut of what actually goes on in Bohemian Grove, which is incredible.
Yeah, this one shaped me. Like, this one actually changed the way that my entire brain worked, because it's such a crazy over-the-top claim. There's even a clip later in the movie we'll talk about where he's on the street and he's yelling at people about what's happening in this footage. And he's like, I've got the footage. And it absolutely sounds like the rantings of a wild person. But actually seeing the footage and seeing them go in and get it personally, this is something that not many other people have done. You can find a couple online where someone has gone, but not during the actual event. They'll sneak in when no one's there. These dudes snuck into Bohemian Grove during the actual encampment and got the actual cremation of care ritual on videotape. This one is legendary.
Yeah, it was the smoking gun, right? Like, it's something that, oh man, I heard they do weird stuff and rituals, and like, there's all these rumors. And then finally, this was the, got it right here. Here's the smoking gun, got the evidence, fingerprints on the weapon. Shut this case closed, and it was an eye-opener for me as well. And I think we'll get into it, but I think it was something deeper than that. Plotting the course. Now, let's go with the first claim. You kind of like hinted at it. One of the big claims in this is that there's occultic rituals and ceremonies. He claims that a Bohemian Grove that hosts rituals involve pagan worship, occult practices, specific ceremonies called cremation of care, where participants engage in theater performances that include the burning of a effigy symbolizing the shedding of their worldly cares and responsibilities. And you actually get that. Like, you actually see it's not just a claim, because now the claim of like, are they really sacrificing people? That's maybe not proven, but for sure that this theater performance is taken on video, like, and you actually get pretty decent shots of it.
Yeah, like you said, this is the smoking gun. This one is absolute proof that this event occurs, this cremation of care ritual that involves elites from all over the country and different industries and intelligence and politics. They all get together and they worship this huge owl wearing robes in the middle of the night. Like, it's straight out of a Simpsons cartoon about stonecutters, but here you actually see it all. Like, it's objectively true, unless you want to start dancing around, like, did they have AI generated video in 98? None of that was even on anyone's mind, though. Again, this thing came out and it was, I think, explosive, because it sounded like one of the craziest claims. And here you got proof.
Another claim that is kind of a claim, but it's also backed up with some proof, is that influential and powerful elites gathered at Bohemian Grove, from U.S. presidents, corporate execs, high-profile figures, and bankers, to discuss politics and maybe some social governance and social issues that they made decisions there. They're not proof of that necessarily, but there is proof that these characters actually attend this event.
Well, and piggybacking on that claim in here, they bring up a few things. In this movie, we'll get into the pros and cons a little bit later on. They make some statements that you can back up, but the movie itself doesn't necessarily get into all the nitty-gritty details on how you can back that up. So it would have been hard to maybe prove some of these claims made, but one of those claims is that the Manhattan Project was planned and run from Bohemian Grove and not on military compounds and not in political offices. This actually was planned from this remote location out in the, you know, the Redwoods. And that also, these are where kingmakers go. This is where they were showing examples of, here's a picture of this guy getting invited to Bohemian Grove. And then a month later, now they're elevated to some very large political or business position. Like, they've actually got power now, trying to draw those connections that if you get invited to Bohemian Grove, that's the start of your journey. That's kind of the initiation that you have to go through in order to get into bigger seats of power.
Yeah, and they don't explain exactly or prove it, but it does seem very plausible in that sphere. Another one is the secrecy and exclusion, right? They talk about, and I liked where they actually, again, this is still remnants of old Alex Jones, of where you're getting some guerrilla journalism, where he goes to the town and actually starts interviewing people there. And they're like, hey, so what goes on there, man? Have you heard of these rumors? Have you heard of these rituals? Some had read different books, but it really proved to me the secrecy and exclusion of this event that not many people. Now, one interesting, he actually interviews a guy that works there, and you can kind of see he must have seen some things, because his body language is like, oh, well, yeah, well, no, that doesn't happen here. And you kind of don't really believe him, or I didn't believe him.
Yeah, the man on the street interviews in this particular documentary, like, make it, because it shows, here's the locals that have been living and working in this area for 20 or 30 years. And most of them mention how the Bohemian Grove employs so many in that town. Like, if the Bohemian Grove weren't there, now they have to probably go a lot farther in order to get to jobs and work. So this group is kind of bankrolling a large portion of this town. You could throw a rock in a crowded room and most likely hit someone that has worked there for a summer gig, maybe when they were younger, maybe right now they're employed. And the guy that you're talking about, they kind of just, hey, have you ever heard of this Bohemian Grove place? He's like, yeah, maybe I might have. And then they finally get it out of him. Oh yeah, I worked there. I've been there. And then, like, have you been there for the cremation of care ritual? And his face just completely goes blank. And you can see him now being way more standoffish. Now he doesn't want to engage in the interview anymore.
Another claim, again, these are not necessary claims because they're kind of backed up too, is the manipulation of the public perception, where a lot of people just go, oh, Bohemian Grove is just a drinking, you know, social club where people just go, like, powerful people, they just have a couple drinks. Yeah, they wear robes and they pretend to sacrifice people, but it's not really a big deal. It's just really a drinking club. And they highlight, I think it was Spin Magazine, I might be wrong on that there was Spy Magazine, an expose where they were just kind of like infiltrated the same thing, kind of like this was the precursor to what Alex Jones had done.
Well, so the Spy Magazine one, then this is such a good, great note, because Alex Jones make a point that other people have claimed to have infiltrated, and that Bohemian Grove is not a new thing. People have been writing books about it forever. I mean, the actual group got put together in the late 1880s, and I think you can find books about it in the 50s and 60s and 70s of people that worked there, so you can get a lot of the same information. But it was so niche, like, not it, this would have been such a random topic for anyone to even believe without any of these big exposés. And one of them that he brings up is Spy Magazine. That Spy Magazine went in there, they put it on the cover, they've got Kissinger, I think, dancing, wearing like coconut bikini and he's holding a big martini. And they play it off as this big frat boys playing off steam in the middle of the woods. And that this is supposed to be the big expose. And Alex Jones makes a point that, no, that is the PR version. That's the version that the Bohemian Grove decided to out themselves through this spy magazine, just so that they can paint this picture of it being a bunch of frat guys going out and getting drunk in the woods and just kind of having a grand old time. And we're not playing a Manhattan Project here. We're not doing human effigy sacrifice to ancient Babylonian gods. That's not us. We're just out here to drink and have fun.
Yeah, blow off a little steam. You know, doing all this politics stuff gets us worked up. We just have to all get together, powerful people, and just have some drinks, because obviously they can't have drinks with us.
I got a couple other specific claims that come up here, too. Two quick ones. One is that Alex Jones, throughout this movie, is really trying to tie a connection between Moloch and this owl in Bohemian Grove. And this one we'll get into a little bit later, too. But he won't let this thing drop. He doesn't just bring it up once. He continuously brings up the fact that these are Babylonian pagan rituals, that it's all about Moloch worship, and that the Moloch, and he even mentions that people in the past would burn, you know, children and burn people in these metal owls. And some of this is a little bit, he's putting it on thick and he's really bringing this. And then the other big claim that he makes is they're doing gay stuff, that there's so much happening in Bohemian Grove. Yeah, it's a all boys club and they're blowing off steam, but they're also maybe blowing more than just steam.
Let's get into the hidden treasures and overboard moments. For me, some of the hidden treasures is really you kind of get introduced to, for me personally, I'm going to go on a personal aspect, of Skull and Bones, Bilderberg Group, CRF, Trilateral Commission, and globalists in general. This film, especially the first part of it, because it's really the adventure to Bohemian Grove, right? Like, he's kind of showing you the travel and he's getting on his way, and like, here's the Golden Gate Bridge and here's the forest. But in those, there's sections of him being at hotels where he's breaking down not just the Moloch worship, but also like, hey, the CFR does this, and this is, they're connected with Skull and Bones. And for me, it's a hidden treasure because it was a treasure chest of stuff where I'm like, whoa, my God, what is Skull and Bones and what Bush is in it? And then the naming of people like, you know, Kissinger, like you said, Walter Cronkite, Richard Nixon, Bill Clinton, George Bush, George H.W. Bush, like all these powerful figures that we were like, oh, wow, they're all there. And he really connects them, and it has so much more information for you to dive into about, like I said, the Trilateral Commission, which I had never even heard of before I saw this film.
I gotta kind of, maybe this is cheating, but I almost feel like the hidden treasure is not hidden. It's just the fact that we've got actual footage of the cremation of care ritual in Bohemian Grove in the late 90s, and that this did not exist before or after then. I'm not even sure that anyone else has ever gotten this kind of footage during the actual ceremony. And in fact, I'd probably argue they've probably clamped down on security quite a lot since this one came out, because this is the one. If someone mentions, oh, have you ever heard someone snuck into Bohemian Grove? Like, yeah, you're talking about Alex Jones. And by the way, someone that doesn't get a lot of credit in this movie is John Ronson. And we do see him talking to John Ronson. John Ronson's the one that, I think he wrote a book called Them, and it's just about a whole bunch of different kind of fringe groups. And I almost feel, in a John Ronson way, he was there just as much to find out about Bohemian Grove as he was to find out about Alex Jones and this weird American over the top sort of group. And you can see there's a few times when John Ronson is sort of questioning Alex in a joking but serious way, like, Alex, are you going to get violent? Are you going to do something that's going to get us all arrested? And Alex kind of plays into it. And you can tell that John's a little bit put off by, you know, Alex's zealousness into we're going to infiltrate these guys. We're going to find them, kill them babies. And you can see that John was not there for that particular vibe. And Alex is just overpowering everyone else involved in this sort of expose.
and that is one of my last hidden treasures in it, is you actually get the character Alex Jones to come out and his comedic presence. One of the highlight moments for me was when he's in the taxi, and I think they're driving to go meet John at a hotel, and he's like, yeah, you know, Moloch, they're sacrificing babies. And the guy's like, oh yeah, like, you know what I mean? He's just a he doesn't know what to say, and he's like, yeah, they're over there sacrificing babies, doing these rituals. And like, the guy's like, oh, okay, like, he doesn't know how to respond. But this is where you really get the Alex Jones, like, this character, like you said, the WWE Alex Jones, the world heavyweight champion of entertainment. He gets out there and he makes so much aggressive, funny, like, because he's funny to me. I know a lot of people don't like him, but this is where you really get to see his comedic presence of how he just says random things to people.
Well, and this is kind of to what I was mentioning the beginning of this, is that as soon as he gets this footage, he goes and he gets one of his like assistants or whatever to put on a George Bush mask and then put on a big cloak and then holding up like a little sign. And then he's just on a bullhorn, just screaming into the void, into like a busy street, about how these elites and George, we got footage, George Bush, he's out there, they're killing people in the middle of the woods, I've got the footage. And you would just walk by and think this is just an absolutely insane street preacher. But you actually watching the documentary, you're like, he actually does have that footage, and this weird stuff that he's saying that he's got on tape, he really does have it on tape. It's so wild to kind of see that aspect. I do have a couple of complaints on this one too. There are like a few overboard moments for sure. Unlike Police State 2000, when it was very much by the books, and his overboard in that documentary was just like him getting arrested for not standing down, which I give him credit for. That was not a con. And this one, he does hammer on this Moloch worship, and it seems to be conflating it. And this bugged me for decades, man, because ever since this movie came out, whenever someone would see an owl, they'd be like, oh, that's Moloch. And I used to hear people like, oh, there's Moloch on the back of the dollar bill. And I guess like historically, that's not necessarily correct. And I've come around on this a little bit. Now, if I don't get triggered anymore when someone conflates these two things. But the owl has absolutely nothing to do with Moloch worship and child sacrifice or any of that. The owl has its own sort of pagan rites and rituals. Although you could also argue that every single animal also has pagan rituals and rites. And so just the fact that an animal has some sort of pagan rituals associated with it does not immediately make it and equate it to Moloch. Moloch was usually a two-horned god. It was usually a bull. It could be like a goat. It could be anything typically with two horns that goes back to these like Baal Hammon kind of deities. But the thing that I've come around on, and I guess where the conflation came from, is burning something to this animal, and that in burning it, you're doing this sympathetic magic exchange. And in this case, that would be Moloch worship, but the animal itself. So that for me, this is like the most overboard things that bugged me for at least 20 years about how Alex Jones single-handedly confuse the internet. But you can also tell now when someone hasn't done just a modicum of research, when they start calling an owl Moloch or they start referring to it all as this. But Alex Jones put some like bad information. He actually talks about these metal owls that people would be burned in. No, that's called the Brazen Bull. That did historically been rumored to exist, that they would put someone in an actual brass bull or a bronze bull and burn them inside of that. But it's never been an owl. There's no documentation on any of this that comes up. And there's a few other things that he leans into on this as well, where he'll just sort of, he'll use weasel words that I'm more used to on mainstream media. For example, in that footage of them doing this cremation of care ritual, and they're all wearing robes, right? Like robes are pretty typically you'd see in these cult members and these ancient pagan rituals. But he'll be like, oh, they're wearing these Ku Klux Klan style robes. And I mean, they weren't white, they didn't have hoods. And the reason why he said that was because he's just trying to throw a little bit of extra dirt on it. You know, it's like, oh, maybe they're going to be burning a person, or maybe they're going to lynch somebody. None of that's the case. He's adding stuff on top of this movie that if he had just let it be what it was and not trying to paint these extra little embellishments on it, it would have been even better movie. And I'll say the other overboard for me was that I don't necessarily need to see him getting on the airplane and talking in the airport and being in the taxi. Like, they could have just shown the footage, But then again, the footage itself only comprises maybe 15 to 20 minutes of this movie. And then they show it again in slow motion and they give you like a director's cut voiceover. So maybe they just kind of needed some of that extra context. But I would have loved to have seen way more of the man on the street interviews and just people that worked there.
I'm with you. That was my overboard, is the extra B-roll, like unneeded. There was like some scenes where he's just literally no talking, just seeing trees. And then that, it being an older technology, you know, watching it on YouTube and stuff, it's just all blurry and you're just like, a lot of excess scenes. And like, he sensationalizes a lot of things. And like I said, it does cool that it brings out the character Alex Jones, but a lot of it's not needed. I think he could have just stuck with it from on the on the streets, the man on the street interviews with the townspeople, and then gone straight into the video. I don't think it needed to be 2 hour documentary. I think he could have made it an hour 15, maybe an hour 20, and it would be just as impactful. But yeah, that's my main complaint, was there was too much footage that I did not need to see.
And also, you wouldn't know this unless you've gone way down the Bohemian Grove rabbit hole like I have, but there were so many books and other information accessible to Alex Jones during this time, you know, as he's making this movie, where he could have included way more historical context, the names and the reason about all these different communities in there, that these were written in books in the 70s. And he kind of doesn't include a lot of it. A lot of the stuff that he says is either him trying to paint something in a very specific way, or it might have just straight out of been out of ignorance. Maybe he didn't read those books, or maybe he didn't decide not to include them. Man, this would have been the perfect vehicle to have gotten a lot more accurate information about Bohemian Grove in here. But all that being said, man, we get freaking actual footage of the cremation of care ritual. It's legendary.
Testing the waters with a deep dive. For me, you spoke it on the last segment, the cremation of care. I thought that this is what the film is. Like, you could have just showed me that footage and nothing else, and I would have been like, it's worth it, right? It's worth getting in the admission. But actually getting through there and like knowing what the event is and how it is presented, where we see the ceremony go through, like there is an actual sacrifice, like a not an actual sacrifice, but a play of sacrificing somebody and a funeral, and you hear the eerie words of how he's talking. Like, you can just, I know it's played off by some people, it's, it's just a play, man, you know, it's very creepy, it's very weird, and it shows through time that it changed from like 1878. It began as a midsummer hijinks, just like kind of like where that's, I think, where they get the drinking club aspect of it, where they're just like, oh man, we just go drink and have some poetry jams and slams and stuff like that. And then in 1893, the Druid jinx kind of like started the Christianity triumphing over paganism. And then that's when in 1904, where they actually started the spirit of care, which ended up turning into the cremation of care, which it is now. And now it's the focal point, because it was actually like the second, third act. It is now the focal point of Bohemian Grove when you go there. And incredible footage, especially for the times, and a hidden camera, right? You know, as me complaining with a lot of the B-roll, and you're just like I actually watched this with my girlfriend, who has never, you know, she doesn't really think highly of Alex Jones, but she's a little conspiratorial, and she's like, oh, complaining through the whole film. But when it actually gets to the cremation, she's like, whoa, 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 what's this? She came here for a little bit, and she was really intrigued. So to me, that is the meat and potatoes that makes this film.
And man, I can go on like an hour long deep dive, and I won't right now, but about the cremation of care. And this is one of the complaints that maybe I have on Alex Jones, is he could have included some of this information. And he kind of presents it that the very origins of the Bohemian Grove were this rejection of Judeo-Christian ideals, and that they were trying to revert back to paganism. It's a little bit more nuanced than Alex Jones said. And that sentence alone kind of explains itself, right? Like, there's more nuance than he's usually interested in getting involved in. And one of the interesting origins of Bohemian Grove was that it was a group of artists and performers and these creative types that essentially, just like now, you know, artists do not make as much money as industry. And usually even successful artists, they really make their money doing these commercial works for print houses or news companies and media conglomerates. And the origins of Bohemian Grove were these guys that were sick of working all year in this corporate environment or working for these shops or other businessmen. And they would go and make this retreat off in the woods and say, hey, let's just go and make art and music and dance and stuff that we want to do without all this outside world influence. And that was the true origins of Bohemian Grove, where all these artists that wanted to go off into the woods and do their own thing for a small little period of time. And that was why it was Bohemian. It was kind of like against what they were being hired and paid to do, which is not what they wanted to do with all their time. So they do this for long enough that they start running out of money because, they're broke artists that have to save up in order to throw. So at one point, someone's like, hey, what if I invite my boss here? He'll fund the whole thing. And then we can keep doing our play. And that happens. But what happens is that boss has such a great time. He goes home from the Bohemian Grove encampment and he tells all his other business partners and friends. And he's like, guys, there's this awesome group I found. You have to check it out. They come back the next year, they fund it. And then eventually the whole dynamic shifts to where now Bohemian Grove is owned by these business magnates and owned by these rich people. And they just hire the Bohemians, the original founders, they just hire them to come in and dance and like do artwork for them. And it's wild that this is kind of the whole entire sequence. And it wasn't necessarily founded by, like Ford and Edison and all these industry titans and Carnegie just to worship an owl for pagan rites. It was adopted the other way around. It was artists that made this thing. And then rich people were like, oh, what a nice thing you have. That's mine now. I just purchased it. And they've literally just bought the entire area and were like, this is ours now.
It's time. Sink or swim.
100% swim, man. This is one of the most important and influential documentaries in the conspiracy realm that I think I've ever seen. This one is right up there with Conspiracy of Silence, but this one has the smoking gun footage. Imagine if every conspiracy documentary had some kind of smoking gun footage on par with what Alex Jones got here. And John Ronson, I want to give him his credit for actually making this happen.
I'm going to give it something, a new term. I'm going to give it a float, right? Because going back, a lot of the information that you were talking about, I think this film could have been done better. The smoking gun is the main aspect because it doesn't sink. This is definitely something that everybody should watch, but it's a float because it could have been done way better. But that's just me being extra critique because this is a conspiracy cult classic, right? Anybody that is a conspiratorial person, unless you just like started down the rabbit hole like in the last few years, everybody has watched this. I remember this is just as loose change as something that we passed around of like, oh man. And it's even has more of a lure as a teenager slash pre-adult or whatever you want to call it in your 20s, where you're like passing around a DVD or a VHS rather than like, oh, here's the link. Here's a website. You actually had to watch it with a group of people. And it actually gives it much more sensationalism for me when I watched it back then. Now, again, I might be more critical. I wanted to not just go swim, sink. I was like, let me call it a float. A float now will be where we're like, it's good enough to suggest to somebody, but maybe it could have had some aspects done a little bit better.
I can see that. I could also see that they could re-edit the footage that they got from this and superimpose extra information on top of it and kind of re-release this, make this a whole thing again. So, I mean, warts and all, though, man, this is so damn influential. But yeah, you could also maybe skip to just the footage part. Although at that point, you don't maybe have the same level of context of how secretive this is. Even the people that said they'd worked there and lived in that area for years and heard all the rumors is like, do you know that they, burn human effigies there? And the way that he would phrase that, he would emphasize the human part and de-emphasize the effigy part. And he always made it sound like, they're burning humans there. And of course, people are like, what?
On the horizon. To switch speeds, we wanted to show you guys, traditional Alex Jones. I think really his forgotten work. because now all you think of is InfoWars and like the Obama stuff. And like, it was very difficult for me and you to pick which documentaries we wanted to pick, especially out of all of the list of stuff. So we wanted to pick traditional classic Alex Jones. And now we're going to hit you with a detour, and we're going to hit you with the HBO Max documentary, The Truth versus Alex Jones.
And I think it's only fair too to go from his earliest work to him in, you know, very later on in his career. He's on a new trajectory even now, even from since the end of this upcoming movie. He's on a totally different trajectory, but this one is another snapshot, and it's very much anti-Alex Jones. So the entire thing is shot as like this is this horrific sort of event that we need to prevent from ever happening. Let's punish this guy. So it's interesting to see from his point of view. And now here is sort of the establishment point of view of him.
Well, it's about that time.
I'm kind of retarded.
Peace.
For a cosmic conspiracy about Stanley Kubrick, moon landings, and the CIA, go visit NASAComic.com.
NASAComic.com, CIA's biggest con. Stanley Kubrick put us on, that's why we're singing this song. I'm NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. com, CIA's biggest con. Stanley Kubrick put us on, that's why we're singing this song. I'm NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Go visit NASAComic.com. Yeah, go visit NASAComic.com.
Never a straight answer is a 40-page comic about Stanley Kubrick directing the Apollo space missions.
Yeah, go visit NASAComic.com.
This is the perfect read for comic, Kubrick, or conspiracy fans of all ages. For more details, visit NASAComic.com.
Paranoid. I scribble my life away, driven to write the page. Will it enlighten your brain? Give you the flight, my plane. Paper, the highs ablaze. Somewhat of an amazing feel when it's real to real. You will engage it. Your favorite, of course, the lord of an arrangement. I gave you the proper results to hit the pavement. If they get emotional hate, maybe your language, a game, how they playing it well without Lakers. Evade them, whatever the cost, they are the shapeshift. Snakes get decapitated, met is the apex. Execution of flame, you out nuclear bomb, distributed at war, rather gruesome for eyes to see. Max them out, then I light my trees, blow it off in the face. You're despising me for what though? Calculated and rather cutthroat. Paranoid American, must be all the blood smoke for real. Lord, give me a day away, vacate. They wait around to hate whatever they say. Man, it's not in the least bit. We get heavy rotate when the beat hits. So thank us, you're welcome. Fuck the niggas for real, you're welcome. They ain't never had a deal. You're welcome, man, they lacking appeal. You're welcome, yet they doing it still. You're welcome.